Hello, welcome to Da Illuminati. This is Joanna Morrow. You need to reach me, DaIlluminati024, or Joanna's Drug Emporium, both at gmail.com. I am coming to you about the subject of what is floating around, what's in like kids' mouth, and like people saying this stuff on the low is called Kimmy. It has to do with, I'm just going to say it because I'm not afraid of them. Kim Kardashian, Kris Jenner in detail. And I was at the bank and like people were like cycling through that thought. And it's like they're trying to take my money that I'm actually making. The spiritual money. The physical money, the money from my intellect, the money that they're taking my energy to process, and they're trying to direct it into a Kimmy account. And I have to do a show about this because it's become like an issue. Like, I went to a restaurant, somebody's like, "You don't look better than Kim Kardashian." I was watching this Chicago police news junket, and somebody was like, "Kim Kardashian," you know, and they just, it's just really random. It's just weird, you know, like there's no method. There's nothing leading up to it. Just saying that. And I heard yesterday, like, she's a person that every guy wanted to do. Okay, so I'm going to deal with that first. Because you're saying this to another woman who wants to be attractive, wants to have, like, a bomb man, date, have children, just have a good life, you know. You're saying this to a woman that really focuses on herself and doesn't want to be like another woman. So I'm going to deal with the sexual issue because after Manny died, you know, my show was addressing sexual issues. And I don't like anybody telling me about another woman's sexuality or, like, making me feel like this woman's more attractive than you. This woman could have had more men. This woman could have had... Just a second. This is not something like me as a woman wants to feel. It's like just living my day and then someone's trying to make me dirty. You know, it's like I'm just walking and I have on a beautiful yellow sunflower dress and then somebody just comes and throws mud at me, you know. So I have to address that. Okay. If you think that she is the most beautiful woman in the world, and we've addressed this several times, the best woman that you've ever saw, I don't want anything to do with that. I'll just be like, I'm not going to be like, okay, that's fine for you. No, I just don't want anything to do with that, okay? Because you're not even understanding, like, what the situation is at all, okay? You have your dope magnet, and then you think, like, everyone is supposed to be brainwashed and worship this person, and it... And just like another caveat before I get back to what I was saying, something is really wrong with the planet's mind. And this is what I seen, like, I'd say like 5 years ago, where everything is just like, I'm just going out and I could just see like an air bubble over people's head and all they're thinking about is Kim Kardashian. Like, I literally seen it. I'm just going out and everybody is just completely a zombie. And I'm like, oh my God, like, wow, these people are so brainwashed, like they're so possessed. It's just like so easy to just take control because like I'm not living that, you know. It's like you guys don't even know the person. You don't even know their history. You're not even hanging with them. You're not even having the same fun as them. And you don't even own the same stuff that they own. And you're... But, okay, people need a reason to look up to other people. I get that. People need a reason to be motivated because what is her like brand about. Her brand is about I do everything, right? I do everything that Joanna thinks, you know, but she can't do due to me cursing her, the situation, the people around her to stop her from doing stuff. That is the brand. And so, like, I don't get that excited over something if I'm not doing it or if I don't have it, you know? Like, somebody has a Birkin bag. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. And you just lose it. And it's like, but I'm not rocking a Birkin bag. But I don't get it. I'm not you. You know, I don't have the same issues as you. I don't, like, have the mental issues you have. I don't have the, like, self-esteem issues you have. I just don't. I just, you know, I don't feel that way. Anyway, 5 years ago, people are, like, just walking outside with a bubble, and that's all they're thinking about. And I'm like, oh, my God, she has totally taken over. And so I had respect for that, you know, because anybody that could make everybody feel like you're the queen, I have respect for that, right? And you know, that's true. And I was a fan of it, and didn't really pop off until I was a fan of it, like in 2010 or something. But, and remember I was telling you, you always have to go back to, you can get it on YouTube or somewhere on the internet. Kris Jenner doing the hoodoo candles. Same thing we do in the business. That got her over where she needed to go. She was selling candles and oil and a herb packet. That's fixing a candle, right? So you always have to keep that in mind. Like, that's a witch, right? And you know she had her daughters doing it too. You know they were all in there fixing candles and wishing spells. And they're in LA. They're in Hollywood. I want to be rich. I want to be famous. And the shit just popped off. You know, it is what it is. And you have to acknowledge that's how they made it. But, okay, 5 years ago, like, I'm still having respect for this chick because I'm like, you're getting these people out of my hair, you know. It's like, I don't want to deal with the masses. I already have to deal with this mental issue of everybody thinking, like, they can be over me just because, you know, I'm on EBT or I'm on welfare, you know. I'm already dealing with this medication issue because people are bombarding me and they're not taking responsibility for their actions. You know, so I'm like, I'm dealing with a lot. And I'm like, there's a person that can keep the space beings tranced to, like, just, you know, keep walking, turn the corner, go to the store, go to Noodles, you know, go to the liquor store if you're a man, and just keep moving. Like, I have respect for that because I'm a person that doesn't see you as down if you have power. And I guess that's not the best way to say it because that's why people are so entranced, because you have the power and they don't. But I'm saying, like, on a major level. Was there any jealousy at that time? I don't know what I was thinking. I must have been still under it with you because I wasn't thinking like, yeah, but it would be nice if I'm flying on a private jet, and it would be nice if I could fly to the United Arab Immigrants and sign a book. 1 second. And do a book signing and make a single, you know, that would be nice. Like, I was just, like, so humble, and I wasn't really thinking of it, because if I was thinking, like, about that, like, I wouldn't have liked her, okay? But now it's like, you know, yeah, I should have all of that, you know? Now that things have turned, and it was revealed by me that she's the access of evil, and everyone's like, you need to control it. Some people were out of the madness. You need to control it. You need to control it. I did that so you people could get a leg up, and I'm still getting bullshit. And so I have to, like, go back to five. I'm just, like, seeing people walk down and they have a bubble, and I'm like, it's just, like, undescribable, like, why people would be, like, thinking about somebody they don't know. It's just, like, to the point where it's, like, intense. Like, everything is about, like, this is what I'm saying about people stealing from me. Because anything that you were thinking, it was still coming from me. Why do you think I'm here? Why do you think that the whole shit blew up? Because that's what I'm telling you. You are putting, this is, man, I just can't get this out fast enough. I want to take a drink so bad. This is what I'm saying about it. This is where the mind fuckery comes in and about it. And this is why I get over you and the situation. This is why. It is because mentally you're thinking about all the shit that she's doing and it's blowing your mind, which is my shit. My shit. But you have her image attached to it. And that's where you have me fucked up. And that's why I was able to get through everybody under that whole, I don't want to, it's not a spell, but like under that thought mind frame. And that's how I was able to be the only one that didn't get sprayed, because it's my look. Okay, you have hoodoo, and everybody knows there's a good and a bad side. If you, Kris Jenner, the Kardashians, are making candles to steal people's energy, who are the most intelligent in the world, who are called the Ruins, then remember I was telling you, and anybody in Minnesota knows this, from a young age, people were stealing my ideas. And that's why I was called a trendsetter. This is on a big scale. Like, this is something that I didn't even know about. And, like, other people know about it, but we're still in survival of the fittest. Like, I can't go from 0 to 100 in this world. Because, like, it's like the Matrix. Like, everything is jam-packed. You know what I'm saying? Everything is jam-packed. Everything is a system. Like, me deciding to go to the store, put on clothes, I'm in a system that is part of a cog that connects to another cog, that connects to another cog, that connects to another cog. And we're in a world of capitalism. So if somebody's getting a reading that they can make more money on, or they can be on higher ground or classier than me, doesn't matter what color, they're gonna do it. They're gonna take advantage of the situation. You guys really don't get what's going on. Kanye's wife, anything I want to do, that hair that she got, when I cut my hair off, they knew, like, that's the style that I want to go for. That's what I'm going to go for. That's why her hair is short. They know, like, if I finally feel perfect and want to show off my stomach, which I'm not just going to show it off right now, like, that's how I'd be dressing. They're dressing like future Joanna, like how Joanna would be dressed. They're trying to wear the same colors that future Joanna would want to wear, the same hairstyle, future Joanna. Joanna wants to wear fragrance, they're wearing fragrance. It's always been like that, guys. This is what I'm telling you, why I am spiritually over the underworld. Because everybody has been, for a very long time, copying me. Okay, so I'm going to go to what's pissing me off. Because I know I got the idea first. Okay, I had it first. I got the idea first. And now everybody is like, oh my God, it's amazing. Somebody's doing it. But like I said, with the Kardashian thing, you're having somebody that's stealing off social media. Is this to check this recording was on, but then they're putting their image to it. Okay. And that's what's pissing me off, because it's the same like as Caesar Borgia, how there's a Christ and then there's somebody that's taking a picture of like it's Christ. I am going to take a drink because I can. It's almost the weekend. And so that's why, like, no one could ever escape from me, because I know what's going on. And like I was saying, even when this was happening as a teen, you have other teens that are like, I look better than you. You know what I'm saying? Like, my hair is longer than you. You can't grow your hair. You know, I'm white. I'm this. I'm mixed. I'm mixed with white, whatever. And whatever reason it is, like, it makes them feel like somebody. And so the white issue was a big issue. And this is why it went on so long. And I'm not here to make anybody feel bad about the race, but it was a race issue to it as well. And so I'm seeing these people, and like everything is like, I remember just watching TV, Kim Kardashian, Kim Kardashian, Kim Kardashian, Kim Kardashian. First of all, there are several rumors. There are rumors that they have no not genitalia, the stuff hanging on the outside, but no wombs, because it's some pact on getting over women. That's number one. So that's what you are attracted to, somebody with no womb. Everyone knows they have HIV that could have possibly been the AIDS strand. I know it's HIV first. I think people are still getting it a little. AIDS, 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 AIDS. It starts as HIV. Kanye, Kim, and Bianca, for sure. So you're attracted to that. And you don't know her history. Like, this is what I'm saying about, this is why you have to take somebody that's smart and use their image. And this is as an Arab, as a white person. As an Arab, as a white person. You're taking the image of a black person, okay, to get famous. That's very important that you understand that. And you have somebody that is blacking out from having orgies. You have somebody that's the jaw that eats chicks out and let them piss in their mouth. And doing all types of nasty stuff. Nasty enough to where you get the flesh-eating disease, you know? I mean, you're not that classy. And so this is what you're attracted to now, which I am going to say something about it. You shouldn't be attracted to somebody that is diseasing others and kids eventually. You know, that's not attractive. I'm not going to co-sign with that. I'm still going to tell you, I'm not going to tell you what to be attracted to, because I am not here to make you feel any way at all, because you're not going to affect my life. You're not going to be like, she said, don't be attracted to it, but I still am. No, 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 no. Shaking the finger. You're not going to do that. So you have that choice, but I'm saying, if you know those are the facts, I'm not going to co-sign, yes, somebody needs to be diseasing others, blood sacrificing others, and getting it through to the kids. That's a no. And so I woke up today and the spirit was telling me somebody mad, out of their mind, Kim, you know, and it's like, oh my God. A chick that started out effing OJ and his friends, and you know, it's like, that's not my lifestyle. That's not something that I could ever do. Like, I could never be the body Kim, you know, because I don't deal with that much pus. You know, I'm just more like, my body's really sensitive, whatever, but that she's not something that I could be, you know, and her body is not something that could ever be me. And so I went on Instagram yesterday to check how the progress is going, and all she's doing is getting her attraction from me, like from what, this is where you guys are responsible now, from what you guys are saying. Everything you're saying, talking about my stomach, talking about, like I mentioned yesterday, being overweight, don't have the material things, everything that she's modeling to, because I'm like, why is she still attractive? And I'm just analyzing it, because, yeah. And I am going to put it out there. I am a woman. Women are not supposed to judge other women. But I'm just saying, from what I know, with her attitude and it being very nasty and the things that she always says, I'm just like, why is this still, you know, like, if you're Respucia, why not take pictures and just be Respucia? Why not be yourself? Why try to act like I'm this beautiful, like, sun goddess? But so check the Instagram. And, you know, I'm thinking, what is it? And then I'm looking into the picture and everything is modeled to be the better me, you know, like her whole brand is now like, you guys are asking for this. You guys are comparing us. So this is me. This is what you've been waiting for. This is me. This is, you know, the best that I can do, you know. And that's bullshit, because she's not modeling just off her own ass, like off a GP. She's just not modeling like, I have a makeup line. I am the greatest. I have Skims. I am the greatest. Look at me. That's not what the modeling is. The modeling is, assholes, I'm listening to you and I'm looking greater than Joanna. And I'm just doing the show to remind you that that's bullshit, and you're not going to be looking better and stealing beauty spells or whatever. It, not going to say spells. Okay, take that back. Your trances off of me. You're not going to steal that off of me. And the devil cometh to collect, and the rent is due. Poppy, the rent is due. Okay, and I want all of it back. That main point. I want all of it back. All of my spiritual ignition, all of the money that I'm making, all the modeling that I'm making, everything, I want it back. Because you're not going to make me look like a total loser asshole while you are, I'm so much beautifuler than Joanna. You know, that's all. I'm more beautiful than Joanna. My stomach is more. Like, I'm just basically just styling their ass to my own detriment. And it's not even me. I'm not saying, like, I'm a jerk. I know I have to. But like I said, I'm not in entertainment. I'm not in, like, a fashion type position. And there's so many people wishing bad luck, like wishing. I mean, you have the entire screen of every single second somebody is wishing me bad luck. Every single second. Do you think there's not more Jenners and Kardashians out there that are taking their little hoodoo candles and sending me some energy? Are you fucking serious? I mean, are you really fucking serious? Like, every single day I'm dealing with negativity. Like, every single second of my life. You really think, like, I'm just... you know, not doing anything? I'm taking my time. I don't want to get any surgery as of right now because I know what that inner... now I'm not going to keep saying that to you. This is a long-term position. If I've already told you that. I've already done my job. I've already told you about how extra inches around the waist leads to a different life expectancy and how to be healthy and eat healthy. I've already fucking told you that. That is my mindset. But it's taking a while to get there because, like I said, there are so many attachments on my body, especially when people knew that I had the best looking stomach alive. And that's what I thought. But I will get there. I'm not going to rush it and be stupid. Like, you guys really think you're my friends? You guys really think that you would even make it physically? If I look like a Nakhnum Makin, I mean, get real. That's why I was telling you a long time not to cross me. But, like, you guys should be out there living the freaking luxury while I'm having these children, okay? I'm having these children. I'm getting big. And I look great pregnant. And, you know, doing the mommy thing and wore the mommy maternity clothes and stuff like that. Just get your life. Why do you always have to live in my footsteps and compare to me? That is so fucking annoying. Stop comparing yourself to me. You've never talked to me. You've never seen me, which that's already sealing up your fate there. You've never talked to me. You're not friendly with me. You don't help me get my social media. You know what I'm saying? It's like, why can't you just walk in your spirit? Why do you always have to compare yourself? Like, I was watching Coachella, and she's a comparison artist, and the whole thing was comparing to me. And she came out, first thing she said, "I'm not Joanna, look at my stomach." And it's like, oh my, do you know, I don't know, this is why I go into where I don't know, like, who you guys are, like if you're aliens or something. But you have to understand, like, watching TV and just seeing random people say that all day because that's the main topic, that shit is crazy. That is like they live to the max, you know. Instead of seeing all day Kim Kardashian all day, it's stomach, like, that it's crazy. And for nobody to freaking agree with me on that, you guys are crazy. Because that is such a freaking focus of yours. Do you think I'm really just here to not look my best and not, like, they reminded me when I was working in retail, I would never wear anything that's a double digit. Now I'm a double digit because I did not know that I would be having 4 children at 30. Did not know that. Did not ever cross my mind. Did not know that was some future prophecy or anything. I am just to live with the best looking body in the world. That is it. But then I kept getting pregnant and I am here. And I have to figure out how to work it completely off the natural way, the healthy way, the good way, and stop letting studies and cleaning up and stuff be more important than earth cocaine. And so I mean, that's where I'm at. Like, I don't even feel like telling you guys, like, my plans, because I feel like you guys are just going to take it and, like, get in the way. Like, yeah, I'm going to work out, eat healthy. I don't feel like going back to keto right now because I enjoy Taco Bell drive-thru. I enjoy my drive-thrus. I enjoy, I want Lian Chin. I want Gilbert's and Ebert's. I want McDonald's. I'm really enjoying that, but it's kind of getting carried away because I'm, like, precariously doing it now. I want pizza. It's like, there are millions of restaurants out there. I will want something at all times until I become a glutton. So I have to be careful. But yeah, like I was saying, like, everybody just having to accept that, and even my kids. Like, I remember Nicholas, when we were doing something with CPS, and it was supervised visitation in, like, this spiritually frigid room, and I was seeing them, and he was telling them, like, how, like, people are trying to force, you know, Kim on him, and it's like, It's just nuts because, I mean, okay, you have the government, right? You have Congress, you have the White House, you have FBI, the CIA, the Pentagon, you have the State Department, you have each department's in the state, the court system, the judicial system, the political system, infrastructure, housing, you have all of this going on in the world. And then you have one person that's penetrating all of, like, everything, like, every, you know, like, okay, I'm going to go into the city of Minneapolis. I'm going to take a bus ride into the city of Minneapolis. I'm going to go to the top of the Forche Tower, which I'm not sure if those are all apartments or if it's observatory at the top, just whatever. And somebody's going to be at the top, Kim Kardashian. Okay, now I'm going to go to a corner store because I want a package of Pop Rocks. Going to go into the corner store, Kim Kardashian. Okay, now another day, I'm going to go to the court system, get dressed up, put on some patent leather shoes. I'm gonna go to the court system, Kim Kardashian. But all of them are not living her lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? It's just so freaking crazy. Like, you're not living her lifestyle, and you don't even look like her. You're not even close. But, like, to have that in your head, it just shows, like, you guys are really, like, poor. You know, it's just weird. It just doesn't make sense. Like, to me, it doesn't. To me. To you, you know. But I'm saying, to all be under the control, to be like, okay, like, what do people get out of it? Okay. Attention, maybe. I think people want attention, you know, because them living in that rainbow or whatever they think they're in, it gives them attention. It gives them a sense of pride. It puts a smile on their face. Instead of it being night, it's day, sunshine, or whatever. It makes people feel a certain way. With me, it didn't. That's what I'm saying. With me, it's just like, like, I feel like she has a show, but, I mean, I'm not going to be promoting her. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not really coming out of my mouth. I'm not going to promote somebody, like, that probably is screwing everybody over. Because I know, like, how people got where they got to, you know? I knew that from a young age. Like, the people I would see, like, being the managers and like having a top position, I looked at their attitude, and their attitude was all like, we're doing something bad to be where we are. And so I'm like, okay, she got a show, right? And it's pretty entertaining. I mean, I could sit up and, woo, oh, that must have been fun. That must have been awesome. Woo, party, fancy dresses, yeah. But it didn't go to the point like where I wish I was them, because I had a better body, okay? Like, my body was better. Like, that's just, you know, I don't have to be you because I could be me. Like, I just have a better body, you know? So, I mean, I'm not trying to make this embarrassing. I'm not trying to, you know, take y'all off because, you know, I'm sitting here and I gotta like lose weight and stuff. I'm just telling you, like, this is, it's serious, because this is my diary and this is what I'm truly telling you. Like, it's different now. Like, you know what I'm saying? I wear a 1X. There's no woman in the world that wears a 1X. It's just is what it is. There's no woman in the world that wears a 1X but me. And that's how it is. And so, like, I didn't get the same rush that everybody is getting. Like, it's like, I'm not gonna make somebody seem more famous than I am. You know, like, just going back in the day. Because I know, like I said, I know who I am, you guys. I know who I am. I know that I'm supposed to be the one to make it, because I'm the one that goes out and I make the most change, like, wherever I go. Like, if you talk to me, like, I make the most change in people's lives. Like, when I'm there, everything changes, because I am royalty. But, like, comparing me to somebody and you getting free promotion, you getting my blessing, like, that just wasn't something, you know, that I feel comfortable doing. I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, I promote this person, and then everybody, you know, goes up and takes their staffs and they're the magi of Jesus Christ and goes and paves the way. You're not getting that from me. And like I said, upon watching the show, you know, I am African-American, and she was dealing with African-Americans, and I kind of watched it for that, you know, because I was an Israelite at the time and stuff like that, and I was dealing with African-Americans, and, you know, I'm like, yeah, that's how you make it, girl. That's how you make it. You got to know. You got to, that's Judah. You got to, you know, you got to know. And so, like, I was a fan at that time. However, then I got out the church and I seen, like, the real nature of the beast and all of that. And I just changed my lifestyle and go for it. Now this bitch and her niggas is coming at me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bitch, I don't like you no more. And so, that happened, and she let the Negroes talk her into, like, going after me and being negative to me and targeting me and shit and doing her little hoodoo candles. And they so messed up, you guys. They are so messed up. This is what I'm saying about celebrities. It never got real to me until, like, 2012, when I met Manny and got pregnant, and I just moved on with my life. Because these niggas tried to put me in a straight motherfucking casket or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, the shit they was, the random shit and the not telling me what I'm in store for and inviting me someplace, and then it's different than what it is, and I'm like a really honest person and I'm just coming to hang out. Like, that type of shit will change. I was going to say a B. To be ghetto, to be, I'm feeling Sweeney right now. I'm feeling Sweeney. But, like, after I seen that, like, my body is too sensitive. Like, my mother, African-American woman, she is so sensitive. Like, she has to wash up with baby bath. Like, she doesn't even use the Johnson Johnson. She uses like the Gentle Care stuff. Like our bodies are just so sensitive. Like I'm using this Tokyo scented soap that I'm finding out should have just been a hand soap instead of a body soap. And I'm, you know, I'm kind of feeling it. I have to suck it up. And I just know like two more of those indiscretions and this shit could really be over for me. Like seriously, you know, like I was not who I am right now in my consciousness because I was young and there wasn't a figure like me for me in the media. Like there is nobody like me. You have to understand there was nobody like me. I didn't have my sisters and my brothers around me. I'm an only child of my mother. My family is small, you know, and I'm just relying on like what the public tells me. So I didn't have the support like I should, like the mental support or whatever. But once I seen like how people were just there to really trick me and to get over and like all the sexual stuff, like don't get me wrong, if you're part of a circle and that circle is working for you, it's working for you. Okay. And I wasn't even high. This is what I'm saying. You guys take this whole escort stuff too high. I wasn't even high up in a circle. I wasn't getting picked up and taken to a restaurant and meeting some guy and going to a hotel. You know what I'm saying? If they still even do that anymore, because I know it's garbage. That's not what it is. I was hanging out, going to a club, meeting somebody, you know, whatever, hanging out. But like I said, when it was always turning into like something sexual with somebody I don't know, then it's like, it's just something wrong. You know, it's just something wrong. It would be different if somebody's like, you're dating, like there's five guys that want to date you. You date this guy one night, you date this guy, you know, to make up my decision, like, man, that's too much. I can't do it. You know, just there's just nothing. Not saying I would do it, but anyway, I don't think like I had that much sex. I really, really, really don't like for you guys to be taking it, you know, way out there. But anyway, getting back to the point. So, yeah, once, and see, this is what I don't like about the whole, Joanna is AI situation that has went on for so long, because you have people like Kim and, Chris that didn't take it, that Joanna's just AI, Joanna's, on medication, paranoid schizophrenia. They didn't take it like that. They took it as this is our opportunity to listen to the niggas and to get out their threat. And they're, since they're white, their threat too. And since they're Arab, their threat too. You know, this is what I'm saying about the government, because you're acting like it's just because Joanna's kids are in CPSs, but other people, Kanye, they're taking it as, no, this is our opportunity to do what we can. And I don't even know why people got so stuck on me like that. You know, I hung out with a few people, y'all, and it didn't work. And instead of just saying she left off on good terms, it's not working because we're assholes. Like, these people want to make a big deal out of it and spread my business around the country like it was. We did not go out. I don't have a memory of going to the Sky Cafe and hanging out and everybody's having martinis and looking, and everything is looking like a puffy Ciroc commercial. That's not where it is. It was just some regular backyard, you know what I'm saying, crucial conflict type stuff. You remember that song, doing it's crucial conflict? Like, that's how it felt. It felt like everywhere I went was like a crucial, we're in the barnyard with crucial conflict. It wasn't like, you know, like this world renowned scenarios that they're making it. They didn't show me that much of a good time. They didn't show me that much of a good time to where, you know, I'm going to sacrifice my life and my energy to make sure that people are coming through me. This is, I just can't believe, like, you people think on such a, like, poor level. That's not what it is. I didn't get a freaking, I got one Louis Vuitton, two Louis Vuitton bags that I brought myself. It wasn't from no hooking money. It was from Social Security, okay? That I brought myself. Nobody took me shopping. Y'all, are you kidding me? I was a PCA. I went shopping at Bloomingdale's myself. Nobody was buying me drugs. There was no escort money. I never got anything. I didn't get one thing, you guys. I didn't get one freaking Snap watch. I didn't get one pair of tennis shoes with laces, some striped laces, whatever. I didn't get one thing. This is what I'm saying. You guys are crazy. Everything I brought from a PCA job that I had, until my ex got jealous and I got fired. And I was a PCA for 10 years. I didn't go in the Westin Hotel looking fabulous and meet somebody in a nice suit and we're going up to the room. There's cocaine everywhere. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you guys are so ghetto. You guys are so poor that you putting me in that situation. You didn't blow my mind. All you were some poor freaks that couldn't afford nothing. Get over yourself. You didn't show me a good time. These people got this Jason DeRusha limousine stuck in their head. And I've had to talk about this, and now everybody is rolling around like a limousine was a good time. Y'all didn't show me a good time. I don't know where people keep making up these fantasy dream sequences from. You didn't buy me anything. I didn't get anything from you. Stop flattering yourself. You're not all that. You're poor. You're trying to make a come up off of my image. You can't even afford my image. You couldn't afford my image then. You're EBT. You're SNAP, nigga. You know, it's like so crazy. They really act like I was an Instagram model, y'all. Look at my Birkin. Look at my Dior. You know what I'm saying? Where I'm feeling like, you know, Remy Ma. And I take that. Look, I'm putting my fingers. Do not cross me. That's what came to mind. You know, on the Wendy Williams show. I'm on the Wendy Williams show. Yeah, nigga, this is what I did. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you guys, your imagination compared to what I'm doing, it doesn't match. Y'all did not take me out and show me a good, I didn't get one t-shirt. So all this, she was an escort. For what? I brought everything that I had. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to bring sensation to it because, you know, I don't like to get attention that's making me look like flattered and stuff. You know, I'm going to keep it humble. I like flattering attention in the right way, but not, you know, going out. There's a little joke that I am thinking to myself. So hopefully that issue is dead for a long time. But back to the subject. You guys, are fans of Throw Up. You guys are fans of Sputin. You guys are fans of diarrhea and crap, okay? You guys, I'm going to have to wrap this up because I just stopped it and it took like forever to save. So you guys don't even like, I know behind the scenes, you guys. I know behind the scenes. And there's a lot of people who know behind the scenes too. And that's why I really would never deal with them, because like everything is based off, you want to talk about underground, everything is based off on what a person doesn't know. The only thing that makes you underground and part of a group is because you know the same stuff. And you know what it was with her. And you know what it is with them, you guys. Okay, so it's like that annoying. I just don't deal with that. But like everybody being under the Kardashian curse and walking around and they just have this hyperbole bubble. It's really sick, because it's like you guys get taken over by some dumb shit. You know, like you just, oh, we know of an actress. Oh, there's a cool show. And now you're fucking mimics. And it's ridiculous. And they did a lot of wrong. And I think I'm missing something, but I'm trying to wrap this up. What was, you guys want a prostitute over you. Okay. Just wrap it up. Look, go and hang out with her. I guarantee she won't give you 5 minutes of your time, of her time.
No.
And you have to understand what is taking you off of that course, MF-er. What is taking you off of that course? You can go to Hulu right now. I am sure they will accept your subscription and be submersed for, if you watch all the shows, a month? Just be submerged and make sure you get your mimic clone on, clone ass on, and do what you need to do and walk out there like freaking Roblox into society and order a Kimmy coffee or whatever you need to do and just live your life, you know, and stop bothering me and stop putting a spinal through my ass by sucking up because you don't have any life. What I'm doing, okay? Stop giving me those spinals, because I don't need that. I don't know you, okay? And go out there and go to Yoda, or I don't even know. It's like at the Mall of America. It's this one store, Ava, or I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's like a H&M, but like a little more high class. Yeah, go to that store and put on your midriffs and your light wash denim jeans and go get your life, you know. Put on your little newsboy hats and your leatherette jackets and go get your life, you know, because I'm not going to block you. I just am not, because everything with me flows. Everything flows in the right direction. Everything flows the way I want it to. Okay? And I'm not as naive as you on this topic. I have been naive before to all of this whole media thing. And this is not what I'm trying to put out, to have you guys rushing these people. You know? But I'm just saying, like, you guys don't even know. It's just really ridiculous. But yeah, go and get your thing, because it makes you feel more attention, and just live in it. You don't have to be ashamed. There is no shame in Joanna. If you are ashamed, you attract more shame. You want to go out there and say, I'm letting my freak flag fly? Just don't put that on Joanna's tab. Don't put that in Joanna's account. Okay, like they stealing money from me right now and trying to sift it to Kimmy and the Kardashians and Jenners, because you're haters. You want to talk about this arch nemesis thing. They're arch nemesis. So you're going to take my power who works, because if you're under the curse of the prostitute, which I think you guys are out there probably drinking champagne to. That's what I feel like. I feel like you guys look at me as just this totally different entity, but then you're secretly out. Like, I feel like everyone's secretly out with champagne, like dancing like a freak off office party. And you're just like, yeah, we're harlots. And Joanna's the only one that's not. Joanna's the only one that doesn't fit in. Joanna's the only one that does not. Joanna's the only one that fit. We're harlots. We love being us. You know? Everybody's AI here. Ain't nobody cry. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel it is. It's like you guys have taken this and you've now become the cult versus the one. You know? And I don't like that. Like, that's what you guys all have in common. And I don't like that. I don't want to live in a world where it's like, we're all the curses of a harlot. And then there's Joanna, who you are actually living from. Oh, you're just supposed to keep us alive with no money. Everything you go through is giving us the ultimate experience, but yet we're using it at a job to enforce everything. Anything we need to enforce, it's not coming from the harlot curse of us. Court system, same thing. Good old Joanna is up in there as that spiritual demon. Coming down, flocking on that gavel, and sitting there like that crow, and judging them court cases. The Holy Spirit. So you need to stop. You need to stop. And I really don't like that. I'm going to say it again. I really don't like it. Like, it's me, the normal person. And then it's you, the cursed of Kimmy's. And you just out there, this bank is siphoning money to the account. And it's just like, you just hate me, you know? It's like, you just hate me. You just hate me to hate me. I'm the most neutral person that you know in the world. And you just hating me because I'm not stupid. I'm not stupid like you. I don't feel the need to try to deceive somebody to make myself look good. I will always look good. I don't need it. I don't need the negative attention. I want good attention. It's not my fault that you're even a man and you have a penis and your whole body is succumbing to it. Your whole body is succumbing to something that you can't freaking bust. It's not my problem. I don't know how it's to be a man. But all I'm saying is it's not that freaking like amazing. Like, it's just not. I can't help. That's how I am. You guys have to feel like you gotta be somebody. I've always been myself. If you don't like it, then screw you. Because I know that I still respected everybody that came in my path. That's the difference. You out there dissing people. You out there with your little hoodoo candles cursing people. And then if somebody get in your face and you think they suspecting you, you get ratted. And you can't deal. I've never did that to people. It's not my fault. I see a lifestyle that I don't want. Is it nice being a business mogul? 1 second. Okay. I would have stopped that to clear my throat, but I don't want to lose this show, and it's getting, trying to finish. Another sip. Nice to be a business mogul, nice to fly around the world, nice to know everybody, nice to have a million followers. Yeah. But that's not somebody, I don't want to be inside of her body. I don't want to be inside of their body. Kris Jenner. Kris Jenner is white. I have a black mom. I made it out more than they did. If we're looking at a spiritual level, and if you don't have any faith, and believe me, I don't have faith either, okay? It's just different. Having a black mother is different than having a white mother, okay? Sit your ass in that back seat and shut down, okay? It's not your dad is coming home and he has rice cakes and he's gonna give you a rice cake to be good. Which, my mother was single. I've already explained to you, okay? It's just different. I don't know how it is to be on the other side, so I'm just saying, like, even from a race standpoint. And there's just been so much media and everything that, oh, Lord. Okay, I'm gonna stop this because it is very long. And if I have any more to say about the subject, I think you guys all get it. Go and get your Little Debbies and your Mike and Ikes and your Tahitian treats, your Fruit Punch Pops. Spend $5.99 on a credit card. Make sure your credit card's not maxed out. So you can earn $5.99. Go and submerge yourself into the world of the slow-talking, drug-headed babes whose secret plot is to make sure that you never come back and you have no recollection of memories so that they can siphon through you like rotten tomatoes and get your life. Okay, do not send me any energy or spinals or any spirit messages, or I just want you to know, or hop on TV and talk to me about it, because this is my opinion. I don't want to hear it because I know enough about what's going on with the situation. And you are insulting me further because I'm not getting paid for my intellectual property. Oh, yeah, I think we'll just cut out Joanna's intellectual property, and we want somebody that embodies the freaking fraud. You know, just because we like her body, just because we like the way she looks. But we'll take that instead. Yeah, we'll take that instead. We'll take the fraud. What? But that shows how sick the world is. It shows how the world is run by criminals, and it just shows a lot about, like, how somebody would be in my MFing face and disrespect me like that. Lego. Yes, it's disrespect because you're not acknowledging what the situation really is. And I don't have to deal with that, but I'm going to stop while I'm lucky. Thanks for listening to Da Illuminati. This has been Joanna Morrow, and I hope you have a good day.